The first application is for Eric Anang, A-N-A-N-G. Is that the right pronunciation?
Anang.
Okay. From Madison. And Marcus, you're the first reader.
Should we take a look at some?
Yeah. So these are Jean's. These are his apprentices' work samples, which you all have seen.
Master artist in this case, John is the apprentice. The application is for building design coffins. Again, $3,500 in total, $2,520 to Anand, and then the remaining was to purchase materials for the building. Couple strengths. I think this is a really innovative form of a traditional art with the coffin building in general, and then this innovative design form that Eric and I and his family has kind of introduced. Both parties, both Eric and John, seem to be incredibly accomplished artists. John is a little bit of a different art form, but clearly a strong... strong experience in woodworking. I guess one of my questions, a little bit of a weakness, I suppose, would be about the apprentice. There's a clear commitment to woodworking. It's less clear if the apprentice has a clear commitment to coffin design in general, or if this is a... This is going to sound more dismissive than I mean to, absolutely. If this is more of a side project. If that was my... Otherwise, I thought this was a pretty solid application.
Do I have anything to add to that? I don't know about the commitment of the apprentice to coffin building, but clearly he wants to work with this particular artist and he's worked with the previous thing, so it sounds like he wants to build his skills. I was interested, I can't say that I totally make sense of all of the criteria or the vision behind the apprenticeship program in some ways. So is the idea that it's about promoting the continuation of a tradition, or in this case it seems like maybe this is not like a tradition that people are really practicing much here. Is it about extending the reach of a tradition that otherwise is not really practiced in the States in some ways that I know of, right? Those are these individuals who are practicing the master book. We're talking about this in their home context. So I don't have a problem with that. I just wondered about that in terms of, I don't know. Are they trying to establish this here, or are they just trying to continue their own connection to that specific art form? So I guess that was a question, not like a negative, but just like, you know, what are them and their goals with respect to this art form? They're planning to, is this for them something about display, or is this for them something about building skills or building community, right? Maybe a small community of like woodworkers might be what it is, but if they're going to sell these, if people are going to be buried in them, like back home or whatever, or if it's a display.
I think that's great feedback, and I don't have an answer necessarily in terms of what they're trying to do. I think that it came up in a couple conversations beforehand. Context is, you know, sort of key sometimes. So I think it's good feedback to know, you know, is it about the display? Is it about continuity in terms of these are going to be used in Africa? You know, what's the next step, sort of? But I think that it, in terms of the program, I think it does fit under the scope of the apprenticeship program.
Folk arts isn't my main background, and I have to say, like, during my last folk arts exhibit, the muddy nature of what folk arts is was, like, really made plain to me, so I'm always scared to say this is not a folk art, but it did seem to me like it's a transmutation of a folk art, which was carrying chairs of chiefs. It's like, it seems like it was the main folk art, and then sort of this offshoot of it, this family took upon themselves, so I don't know enough about the definition of folk art. If one family doing something,
it's not just them. This is a thing.
Yeah,
it sounded
like it. Yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't clear to me at all. It seemed like they were taking an offshoot of a different sort of thing and making it their own. And also, it seemed to me, once again, wasn't explained very well, but I would know. But the relationship between the deceased and the maker, or the deceased's family and the maker, was super important originally, and that seems to be totally absent in this relationship. So, if you're really removing a key, crucial component of the folk art, is it still perpetuating the folk art? So I thought that was maybe a weakness in that way. And I also had, this seems like, does this apprentice really need an entire apprenticeship to learn how to basically the mechanics of a coffin? I don't know, because he already has the skill sets to make obviously wonderful things, and the application lays obviously doesn't know how to make the mechanics of a coffin. I don't know if that's necessary.
Can I jump in there? So I've actually seen Eric work when he was at the University of Wisconsin on a residence there, and based on a very brief conversation with him and based on other woodworkers at the wood shop, I think yes. The technical aspects of what he's doing here it's hard because of the design aspect. So I think that's, again, I will say though that that's not really made clear in the application. That's something that I'm bringing in, having known from the past. So I think that's a legitimate thing to bring up.
And I'll say that we do require the apprentice to have, you know, some experience in the art form. So, you know, what that looks like varies apprentice to apprentice, but.
And then to me, the cultural community wasn't clear. Is it Ghana? Is it African culture woodworking? It wasn't clear to me what cultural community was, and it's hard for me to see if they were meeting the goal of transferring knowledge between cultural communities.
Did anyone have thoughts on that?
I think about it a little bit because it seems like they're from two different ethnic groups, but again, I think that maybe that's sort of like a misunderstanding where we take the ethnic groups or tribes as like completely separate entities that don't have overlapping interests and regional affiliations and things like that. So I feel a little bit more comfortable with that when thinking about it regionally, like in Ghana or West Africa, where it's not like there's not cross-fertilization and things like that.
Ron or Josh, do y'all have feedback?
I think this is a really cool application, actually. I think it's it's an emergent form of folk art. It's growing and evolving and changing, and it's sort of like at the moment where it's trying to adapt to a new context in America. Well, I think it's really cool. I think it's... I thought it was a strong application. Really, one of the only weaknesses I saw potentially is that they're hoping to meet two times a week, which is pretty ambitious. And I don't know if that will actually work out or not. But I thought this was a really good application.
Thanks, Josh. Ron, do you have any comments on this one?
I guess I found it difficult to figure out what the traditionality of the art form was, and so they didn't provide any kind of history behind behind the practice, and so I kind of scored this one a little bit on the lower end, and for that reason, you know, and then I didn't get a good feel for who the cultural community was, but someone else had already mentioned that. I think the quality was high. It seemed to me that the quality was high in almost every one of these applications.
In terms of the traditionality, and then we should wrap up because I think we're just about at time. Did the conversation help inform that at all? Because I know Anika said, you said it is a widely practiced. It's not.
I don't know if it's like widely practiced, but I do think someone said emergent, so maybe a few generations deep or something like that. So to me, it seems like something where it is maybe not a tradition that's like many, many generations old, but it takes like maybe traditional woodworking and applies it to the new area. And now that's become a popular thing. Do some for display, some for use purposes.
I have a question, but I'm not sure I can ask this. There's no context here for me to know what folk art this is from. For instance, the first one, you know, I was guessing. I'm just looking at this application form. I was just guessing that it was an African artist. Is there a way that it can be
in the future?
Well, can you just mention it as we go along?
Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would just help me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, if there's no other comments there, I'd say go ahead and score those.